Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. For those of you who read my blog or read any of my Facebook shares, you'll notice that I've been diving into the many Zen philosophies I've been introduced to over the years. In particular, lately, I've been looking at the concept of the master and an event, something that changes. Some of them are adaptations of stories that I've heard. Some of them are ones that I've created myself. They're all, you know, not the same as the original, simply because I wouldn't do that, but also because I don't remember the original exactly the way it was, and so what I create is kind of not a negative or knock on myself, but rather just, you know, kind of a version, an iteration of it. It's called the Master Series, and it's sitting out on Hub Pages. I try to be non-sexist and have male and female masters, because there are male and female masters within the Zen teachings, and it's important to remember that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, you're just as smart, just as important, and just as critical a member of society as if you aren't. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you want to make sure you share and talk about, you know, equality, because equality is critical. And that's actually one of the things that is of interest to me. So I'll put a link to one of the master stories in the notes here of the podcast. But one of the things that interests me is the constant throwing out of the word modernization lately. Digitization was the big word a couple years ago, but now everybody feels like everything's digitized. It isn't, but, you know, that's what, you know, we kind of move through those cycles, right? Oh, we're done digitizing. No, we're not. In fact, we're far from done digitizing. But modernization is the big new thing, right? It's the buzzword. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy. We're modernizing. And what I would like to propose is that it's time for us to modernize our society, to take a look at how we treat human beings within our society and start doing a better job, start treating people the way they deserve to be treated. I remember many years ago, I read everything that Dr. Martin Luther King ever said. And Dr. King, you know, certainly understood why there were riots and why people were angry and why there was violence. But Dr. King himself never proposed or utilized violence as a tool, because he believed that violence wasn't the answer, that violence would only beget more violence. And sometimes, you know, if you start something violent, the other guy might have a bigger stick. And if he has a bigger stick, you're going to get hurt a lot more. So, you know, violence isn't the answer, and how we treat people is the answer. Dr. King's probably most famous speech in 1963 was, "I Have a Dream." And the lines from that speech that most impact me as a person are, "I have a dream that someday my daughter will walk down the streets and not be judged by the color of her skin, but by the contents of her mind." And that, to me, is the modernization that has to happen in the world now. We need to treat and judge people based on what they're capable of, what their brains say they can do, but also what is inside their heads. What do they know? How do they use it? What are they trying to do? And how are they helping make the world a better place? That, to me, is the modernization that has to happen first. I don't think we can do the other things that people want to do until there is a society where people are treated equally. I watched the last U.S. presidential election, and I have to say I was you know, saddened a number of times by just the reality of politics in America. But then again, I've spent a lot of time looking at politics in Europe, and you know, things are no better there. There really is no place on this country, on this planet, on this little spinning blue ball where politics isn't a nasty game. And that's the reality of where we are right now. It's time for us to grow up a little bit. It's time for us to modernize the way we look at people, to not look at their skin or their body type or what their orientation is or what they choose to identify as. We need to look at them as, what are you able to do? What are the contents in your mind that brings something special to this world? Because that is the value of humanity. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.